Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 16, His Chronology. So they were seeking to seize him, and no man laid his hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. John 7, verse 30. Where is the safest place on earth? A well-traveled person offered a good answer, which is stuck in my mind. The safest place on earth is wherever God wants us to be, he said. Whether on a plane, a ship, a car, or on foot, when I submit my life to God's will, nothing can happen to me unless God permits it for his redemptive purposes. I am not in control of my own life, death, and mission. He is, and his purposes obey a divine timetable. During his life and ministry, the opponents of Jesus tried to capture him many times, but they could not, because the great heavenly clock had not yet marked his hour. In the temple, Jesus emphatically stated his identity and his relationship to the Father. You both know me and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself. But he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me. John 7, verses 28 and 29. In response to this amazing revelation, they were seeking to seize him, and no man laid his hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. John 7, verse 30. God was in control of the redemptive mission of Christ, and nothing could harm him until it was time. Commenting on verse 30, Leon Morris adds, His enemies sought to arrest him, but God is over all. His purpose is worked out. People cannot prevent it. The time for Jesus' death was not yet, and his enemies could not bring that time forward no matter how they might try. Leon Morris, The Gospel According to John, Eerdmans, 1995. In the Gospel of John, the hour of Jesus points to the cross specifically. Jesus had come to die. Several times the narrative highlights that his hour, time, had not yet come, and afterwards it announces that his hour was coming and had come. Jesus died at the appointed time for a predesigned purpose. Praise be to God for his indescribable plan of salvation. Let's submit ourselves to the one who holds the divine chronology and timetable in his hands, and let's live our lives without fear of the future, resting in his design and timing.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!